The Holy Quran is definitely the most amazing, most perfect book there is, no matter what language you read it in. But trust me when I say this, you haven't really read the Quran until you've read it in Arabic and fully understand its meaning. Quran has been so groundbreaking that it formed a third branch of Arabic literature beside poetry and prose. The language used in the Quran is so sublime, so unparalleled, that it froze the version of Arabic it was revealed in, which we know today as MSA, or Modern Standard Arabic. So you want to read and understand the Holy Quran in Arabic. First, let's clear up some misconceptions. A lot of people think that understanding the Quranic Arabic equals mastery of the Arabic language, which can actually take years and years of studying. But that is actually not correct. Quranic Arabic is surely an important milestone in your journey to mastery, but definitely not the last step. Actually, Quranic Arabic being so accessible and easy to learn is part of the challenge that style of Quran is impossible to replicate, albeit very simple. The whole process to reach your goal of reading Quran and understanding it in Arabic consists of 7 steps. That is, if you're starting from absolute scratch. But they can only be 3 steps if you're already able to recite the Quran without understanding it. If you start today, you can, with the will of Allah, be able to have your first khatmah of understanding Quran this coming Ramadan. Surely I'm talking about the average learner. But it could definitely take a little bit shorter or a bit longer depending on the learner. So what do these steps entail exactly? Let's see and understand how this is structured together, since I think it's very important for you to know the function of every step that you're about to take. Step number 1 is about Arabic literacy, which includes knowing the Arabic alphabet and being able to read words and know how letters connect. I have a whole series specially designed and made to help you get there very fast. And you can finish it within a day if you want to. You can find the link in the description. Step 2 is understanding long and short vowels. And that also includes tashkil signs or short vowel signs in Arabic. I also have a series for that too, and you can find the playlist in the description of this video. Step number 3, how to pronounce special Arabic sounds like kha, dad, ha, ra, and so on. And I explain the technique of each and every special sound in a separate series too, and you can find that in the description as well. Step number 4 is about the tajweed rules, and this is a very important step in which you learn how you should fine-tune your recitation of the Holy Quran and read it exactly like it was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. I also have a very useful series for basic tajweed rules, which you can find in the description as well. So with the grace of Allah, I managed to cover all these steps with series and tutorials that you can find in the description. The coming series will talk about step 5, 6, and 7. And this is specially designed for those who have followed the lessons previously and have the ability to recite the Quran but are not yet able to understand what they are reading. So step number 5 is about the most common vocabulary. If your aim is to understand Quran, there is no need for you to learn vocabulary like what desk, toilet, rocket, and seashell mean. And since we are aiming at getting fast results, we'll be working with frequency lists, meaning these are words that are used the most in the Holy Quran, and these are going to be our focus. If you take these lessons very seriously, there is a great chance that you can reach your goal very fast. Step number 6 is about the most frequently used grammar rules and structures in the Holy Quran. And for this, we'll be using a book called Introduction to Quranic Grammar, which I'll be explaining here, and it will help you to make sense of the words that you have been learning through the frequency list that I was just talking about. How much grammar is enough for you can vary from one student to another. Step number 7 is really about integrating everything you've learned to make sense of the Holy Quran, so we'll be tackling examples and explaining them word for word using everything that we have learned so far. One last thing. I'd be lying to you if I said that after watching two or three lessons, and within a couple of weeks, you'll be able to read Quran without problems. But what I'm saying now is that the process is not impossible, and is actually very doable. And it is like learning anything else, except this is the most beautiful thing there is to learn. It only requires some determination and perseverance. Don't get too deeply, too quickly, because this can have negative effects too. What I recommend, especially in the beginning, is taking slow but steady steps. Make time for yourself every week to work on this project only. And most importantly, and above all else, make sure you're doing this for the right reasons, and that you're doing it only for the sake of Allah. And believe me, if you do that, you'll get where you want in no time. So the purpose of this video was to outline the coming project, and if you want to join us, to know how or what kind of steps we're going to take to reach our goal. And if you know someone whom you might think will benefit from these videos, please, please share these videos to as many people as you can, so that you can spread the word and help many people understand the Holy Quran. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Salam.